good singing all the way around. I want to bless the Lord and thank God for how good He is. Can you imagine if that little boy I scared had busted that oven's nose and blood was spurting everywhere? Grandpa might not have been thanking me as much. Hey, I'd have had to reach way down. I'd want to start borrowing money. Take your Bible, if you will, please, in the book of Isaiah. We're going to be looking there in Isaiah in chapter number 1. It's just good to be saved, to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. And let me tell you right now if you've got a saved spouse, fellas, you ought to thank God every day for him. Ladies, you ought to thank God every day for him. And I'm going to tell you, that's a rare thing to find people that are saved, full of God, living for the Lord, and faithfulness unto the Lord. You know, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful.
Yes, sir.
See? And so Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number, if you're able to stand, we'll look there at about verse number 16. Verse number 16. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 16. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, and cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Let me tell you something right now, just so you'll know it. That's the title of the sermon, Learning to Do Well. You're not going to know what well is if you don't know what God said. And you're never going to learn what God said if you're in church, out of church, and you're more out and you're in. You're never going to know what God said. He said, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Now, if you learn something about God's word, you're going to know what's right and wrong, not only in your own life, but in the lives of others. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. And you know what it is? Willing to follow God, obedient unto the word of the Lord. Verse 20, but if you refuse and rebel, that's the other choice. You're either going to be willing and obedient or refuse and rebel. You shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Father, bless your word to every heart. We pray you'd save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I'm going to preach a little while, if I might, this morning on learning to do well. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you'll find that man is born a sinner. He's born without hope. He's born without God. And there is no hope aside from the Lord. And what the Lord's provided is that man is born, and therefore he's doing as a sinner, trying to cover his own tracks by making his own man-made religion. Do you realize, though, that in this Bible lesson that we're talking about, you'll find that man-made religion is an abhorrence unto God? Have you ever seen somebody and hear them say, they're not going to church with me, but at least they're going to church. I'm going to tell you something, that's a bad statement to make, because if they're going somewhere that's a man-made religion, it's an abhorrence unto God. In fact, look in verse number 13. Bring no more vain oblations, incense is an abomination unto me, the new moons, the Sabbaths, and the calling of the assemblies. I cannot away with it. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. I don't care how sincere, how solemn that they are. God said it's an abhorrence unto him. It's a sinful thing. It's an iniquity. Look in verse 14. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hateth. This is God talking. How'd you like to be so repulsive unto God that he hated you? He said, my soul hateth. And he said, they are a trouble unto me, and I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hands, I like to raise my hands unto God, but I want to make sure my heart's clean. He said, when you spread forth your hands, I'll hide mine eyes from you. And yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. In this lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you that, if you will, that God is very particular, and he accepts no religion except pure religion, which is his religion, which he's ordained, and which you have learned to do well by his word, by the word of the Lord. In the lesson that you're looking at, let me say that I'm glad to know that we're not here together like this on a Sunday because it felt good. We're here because it's a command of the Lord. Let me say to you, make no mistake about it, is that somebody said, well, I guess you don't like the seventh-day Adventists. They like to meet on Saturday. It's because they've not recognized who Jesus Christ is and that Jesus Christ changed the day of worship from the Old Testament and the New Testament to the first day of the week, which is the day that we're meeting now. We didn't just decide this would be a good idea. We learned it from the Word of the Lord. In the lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out something else. Is that the Bible said over there in the book of Jeremiah, do not turn there, chapter 10, about verse number 2, learn not the way of the heathen. They think that by their much speaking and whatever their ritual they come up with, they think somehow or another that it's going to be acceptable unto God. I've seen people that were Baptistic, and as a result, I would talk to them about certain things that they had going on. Well, now you understand that I realize that it may not look right on the surface, but our motive, I said, I don't care what your motive is, God said, thou shalt and thou shalt not. And when you go past that, you've not learned to do well. In the lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out God said we ought to learn. Remember over there in the book of Matthew chapter 11, about verse number 29, when Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of me. I got to tell you something, is that that's going to get you in trouble every now and again with everybody but God. You're going to have 10 folks one of these days when you say, now hold on a minute. Here's what the Bible. Oh, you've got to always bring up the Bible. See, their learning doesn't come from there. But when your learning comes from there, they're going to feel about you the same way they did about Christ. They'd like to nail you up somewhere. In the lesson that we're looking at, when Jesus said that we're to learn, you realize that life is a process of learning. You're going to find learning how to read, learning how to write, learning how to work, learning how to worship, learning what's right, learning what's wrong. Being able to learn, you understand all that business there? Some of you, you have come here and you sit and you listen and all of that. And my job is to try to point out, here's what God said. Your job's either to receive it or you're going to reject it, one of the two. If you'll receive it, you'll get the blessings of God upon your life and upon your family. If you refuse it, God said you'll be devoured one day with a sword. In the lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you that we need to learn over there, the Apostle Paul, chapter number 4, the book of Philippians, about verse number 11. He said, I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Now, that's not something that he preferred. That's something that he learned by being able to look at God and the will of God for his heart and his life. Do you realize that, don't lose your text, but look in Isaiah 55, that's not very far across there, but in the same book, different chapter, Isaiah 55. And the Bible says over there in verse number 8 of Isaiah chapter 55. Now, the reason why we need to be able to learn the things of God is because of the fact that God's way is not the same as our way. And God's thoughts are not the same thinking we've got. In fact, look in verse number 8 and 9 of Isaiah chapter number 55. The Bible said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I want to tell you something. If you don't learn the mind of God and learn to do well, you're not going to be able to think like he thinks and to be able to respond like he wants you to. I got to say, make no mistake about it, is that the reason why the religious lost world doesn't want those passages is they're not willing to forsake their way and their unrighteous man and their thoughts. They like the way they think. They like the way they act. They like where they're going, what they're doing, and how they're involved in. So first of all is we better learn what God is and what God said, and we better learn how he thinks and about his ways and how to perform them. Number two is you better learn to do well. Now, let me tell you right now, you ain't got to teach a boy or girl whenever they're growing up how to lie, cheat, cuss, connive, steal, this and that. That's by the old Adamic carnal nature. Make no mistake about it. They're going to be able to work after and walk after the flesh, and they'll not walk after the Spirit till the Spirit of God knocks on their heart and says unto them, come unto me, and I'll make you fishers of men and save your soul. They're never going to do that. I want to say to you, learning to do well is not the easiest thing in the world, but it's the right thing to do. Remember over there in the book of Galatians, don't turn there, but in chapter 6 and about verse number 9, you'll find he said, be not weary in well-doing. You ever see somebody that said, well, you know, I just get tired of doing right. You need to check up something. You need to check up, what was that Brother Allen used to say, from the more than from just the neck up. You need to check up down there in your heart. If you get tired of doing what's right in the sight of God. Let me ask you this. If you got your eye on some God-cussing road whore of a heathen, what's she got so glamorous that you'd like to go after? You got some old gal, you know, that's broke out all over. Some guy, you know, this is my boyfriend here. All his teeth rotted out. And he's got meth sores all over him and on his face. He's juggler in a mud fence. And, do you envy that? There's a guy, buddy. Didn't want to hear nothing about well-doing. I want to tell you something. Is that learning to do well involves a washing. Look in verse 16 of our text that we had over in Isaiah 1. Wash you and make you clean. You know what's wrong with the sinner without God that's lost? They don't want to be made clean. I'm afraid God's going to put some demands on me. Really? Really? It looks to me like, I mean, here you are, you're broke, you're poorer than Job's turkey, you're looking for $10 from somebody you don't even know, and all of a sudden here you think you've got a life that's already, that you believe is a good pattern for everybody else. I want to tell you what you need is you need God to make you clean on the inside and to wash you and to make you clean. Notice in that passage, Aaron, he said, put away the evil of your doings. Boy, it's just hard to give up them sins, isn't it? I mean, I know. Let me say to you what men do is that according to the book of Matthew chapter number 15 about verse number 9 in conjunction with this is that they lay aside the doctrine of God and they teach for doctrine the commandments of men. Now that's a whole lot easier for the flesh to be able to get a hold of, but the flesh can't please God. You ever notice is that what people have gotten? I've got a sermon I'm going to preach real soon. There's no such thing as a beer-drinking Christian. I'll show it to you from the Bible. There may be a Christian that took a drink, but there's no such thing as a beer-drinking Christian that'll justify that. No such thing as that. Somebody, well, I know some churches. No, you don't. You may, but God doesn't. See? I can't tell you how many times, you know, over here, and of course all these boys here, they look pretty good, they look pretty nice, and look pretty neat. I'm sure they're model students at home. All these girls here are girly gals, you know. There's not, we don't have one girl in here named Butch. Come in, you know, got her biceps all really, and you know, and coming in here in a pair of khaki breeches there and a flat top. We don't have any of that going on. Now, yeah, somebody said, you mean that ain't all right? Don't you know what the Bible says about the attire of the harlot? Don't you know what the Bible says about modest apparel? Don't you know what the Bible said about it's a shame that if a man have long hair? Somebody said, well, you know, I just, as a man, want to grow me a big old mop head looking head of hair and all of that, and I'm going to find a church it's okay with. Knock yourself out. It's not okay here. And the only reason I would even bring it up if you were here and had that, I don't want these boys here to thinking that's going to be all right. See? In the Bible lesson that we're looking at, you'll find that the world has laid aside the doctrine of God. I know some people like to cut a rug and boot scoot and go to honky-tonks and stuff like that every now and again. Until I get on Isaiah 5. But when Isaiah chapter number 5, buddy, talks about hell's enlarged yourself without measure for that kind of crowd. See, they're not happy with that. I want to say that when you begin to look into this Bible lesson, you'll find that if you're a child of God, it makes you put away evil. It makes you want to be clean. It makes you want to seek judgment in the light of the Scriptures. It makes you want to exercise what you've learned well from the Lord. Listen, do you realize that the reason why that a person drinks liquor to begin with? Because it feels good to the flesh and they like it. Somebody said, well, you know, he don't understand because he's never drank. And all that business there, but I just like it, really. That's the same reason the dope addict uses for snorting dope. That's the same reason, buddy, that the adulterer and the fornicator is that it feels good to the flesh, and they like it. But if you learn to do well, you're going to have to back up a notch. That's why verse 19 of our text said that if you be willing, disobedient. You know what that tells me? The person that's unconverted is not willing that God should change their life and make them clean and save their soul and make them a child of God. That's what it's saying. That's what they're saying. If you be willing. Hey, are you willing to come to Christ? Are you willing to repent toward God by faith? Trust the Lord Jesus Christ? If you be willing and obedient, God will bless you and God will give you grace and God will give you mercy. And no doubt about that, you'll eat good of the land. But if you refuse, in verse number 20 of our text, but if you refuse it. You know, I can't tell you how many people that I've seen down the road. I've been doing this now since 1974. And so 1974 now, what is that, about 48 years? Going on 49, fixing to come up. Is that about right? Some of you mathematicians, somewhere along in there. I know in my mind some people that I've seen under trembling conviction more than one time through the years till finally they become so cold and callous and hardened that they'll die without hope and they'll die without God because they were not willing and they were not obedient unto the call of God, but they rather refused and rebelled. Now I'm going to tell you what he says is going to happen to you. If you refuse and rebel, you're going to die, be devoured with the edge of the sword. One of these days, the Lord's going to come again. I'm glad to know that I'm his and that he's mine. And if you're not here this morning and you're not saved, you ought to come to Christ. Amen. This Bible said over there, he said, come and let us reason together. That's going to take more than just a little talk with Jesus, by the way. Everything can be made right only at the foot of the cross and by the blood of the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. I wonder about you this morning while we stand to our feet. Our musicians come. Our heads are bowed. Maybe God has knocked on your heart's door. You see there, that's how fast it happens. You could be leaving here in a moment.